for the world. You guys can say hi to mom and dad back home. All right, Alan, we're back live.
We've been attacked.
Vanguard Live. We actually have a live studio audience. Yes, we do.
I think a couple hecklers are in the house.
So if we just pan this around, we can see that we actually have quite the following here. Standing room only.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
This is one of the most elite groups around, right?
I would say so.
You know, I think what we should do is we should bring Nick up first because I heard that
Ask Nick. It's Ask Nick hour.
All week it's Ask Nick Anything.
This is Ask Nick Anything. Well,
so,
maybe not.
So we actually have a question coming in from one of our live viewers here right now.
Oh, Nick. Excellent. That's a really good. That's just what I wanted to hear. Sorry.
And so Nick, we can't actually see you.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm not really short. I haven't knelt down. If someone can get me a chair, I'll be much better.
Well, there's a chair right there. Alan, just slide on over. There we go. We'll fix this up. So we got a question from Billy in Idaho, and he's actually wondering about the Veeam Vanguard program and what it means to you.
What it means to me? Veeam Vanguard program for
Billy
for three
in Idaho.
Years. Billy in Idaho?
Yeah.
The Vanguard program has been really good. I've been involved for 3 years, right since the beginning, and it's been a real good experience meeting all the people that are in this room and lots of others behind the scenes.
You just slide over, Alan. Your head is just a giant Veeam Vanguard logo.
Awesome.
I think the access to the tech, the access to the people who work at Veeam has been really good, but it's the community, it's the people that I've met and the friendships that I've made over the last 3 years. So it's for me, that's the major part of the Vanguard program. And then the constant contact we have. Meetings, we have Slack channels, there's lots of community things going on.
Slack is very busy. I don't know how you guys actually get any work done during the day because
I honestly
jump on there and it's just like it'll burn like 2 hours. I leave that on, my computers go ding 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 ding.
No. Yeah, it's always 200 unread messages.
Exactly. So I think for me, one of the big things is the access to the actual direct back to the product teams is pretty cool, and to get that kind of inside track as to where things are going.
Absolutely.
So we have kind of a big industry thing that's going on right now, and not such a good one, which is the next wave of ransomware that's out, and this has kind of been a theme for Alan and myself, and you know, I think that it just reinforces the fact that availability is really key for viewers out there, right?
Yeah, certainly the last few days from the back end of last week, it's massively hit the news with attacks, or whether it's a targeted attack or whether it was just something that was released into the wild.
Yeah.
But certainly from Friday and Saturday across the globe, and I think the US certainly Monday morning when you all woke up, there was it was working its way around. So.
Well, and I think one of the other really big things is as well is it reinforces the fact that we've got to get rid of these legacy systems that are sitting out there unpatched. You know, customers are running SMB1 out there still in the wild, and it's not necessarily because of a lack of willingness to get rid of things. I think that it's, you know, they could be, I know one of my clients, we have a lot of lab analyzers connected to Windows XP based machines, and they can't just go throw away the analyzers because they don't work on any other platform right now. They can't just recode that stuff.
Yeah, there's lots of legacy kits out there.
And so I think you've got to start looking at strategies to fence off some of those networks and start to mitigate and protect and take the approach that, you know, it's not if you're going to get hit, it's when and how hard and, you know, what you can do to protect yourself from
it. Yeah, and how are you going to recover off the back of it, which is lead nicely into Veeam. So,
well, it is.
Oh, it does.
It is. And so have you ever had any of your customers have to recover from a ransomware attack by using Veeam to bring back file servers and such?
Personally, from the experience I've had, I've not experienced that as a solution that's been put in place. But one of the colleagues that I work with, he's sort of more upfront with with the customer, so he may have a better insight on what's going on.
Yeah. So we have, and it was a full file server, about 5 or 6 terabytes actually worth of encrypted data that just ripped through, and it was about 4 hours, I think, and didn't pay the ransom, and was able to recover everything, bring things back relatively quickly. I think within their 4-hour window, they didn't even do like an instant VM recovery. They actually just brought
just
back all the files.
Straight from the backup.
So they could have brought it back faster. So we want to prevent our camera from overheating again. Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you for showing up.
We're gonna jump off the air here real quick, and we'll drag somebody else up.
That's great. Right. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Nick.
Take care. See you.